This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We take you now to the Senate Finance Committee meeting this morning. The senator from Kansas, Pat Roberts, with the floor.
Recently, the owner and operator of Shield Agriculture Equipment, Mike Bergmeyer, contacted me about the rising costs his business is experiencing due to steel tariffs.
What's that company?
Shield Ag is a small business in South Hutchinson, Kansas.
How small, Senator?
It employs 42 people.
All right, what do they do?
The company designs and manufactures and distributes tillage tools and hardware.
Wait, they make what?
His company uses steel from Manitoba, Canada, to make their Shield V blades.
Ah, steel from Canada. Now we're getting somewhere.
The steel is not available from any other mill in the United States, and due to tariffs on steel, Shield Ag's cost of production for this single replacement blade is $85,000.
Which gets us to the point Senator Roberts was making to the guest at today's Finance Committee hearing, Secretary of Commerce and Tariff Policy Point Man for the White House, Wilbur Ross.
I think a case can be made that these businesses are paying the price for the administration's negotiating strategy. Secretary Ross, I think it's imperative that you and your department understand the current impact, not only with regards to farmers and ranchers and the entire ag industry, but also the small business community, the so-called little guy.
And now, because you knew it was coming, the senatorial ask.
So when Mike called to, and talked to my staff, he asked, who can I call? What can I do? I talked to him. I sympathized with him. But obviously, you can only do so much as a senator and also the chairman of the Ag Committee. I told him about the hearing today, and he made a request. And I made a request to you earlier, and I appreciate your response, and that is you give Mike Bergmeyer a call so you can hear firsthand the tough choices in small and medium-sized business are making due to these tariffs.
Secretary Ross did finally get a word in edgewise.
As okay. I promised you before, I promise you now on the record, I'll call him no later than tomorrow morning.
The secretary was better than his word by a bunch. He called Mike Bergmeyer right after the hearing, and so did we.
I believe that when they first did the tariff, it was more of a broad brush, okay? I liken it to picking up a gallon can of paint and throwing it against the wall. Well, sometimes the curtains are going to get paint on them, too. All right? So they probably didn't realize the law of unintended consequences. I am that person.
He did say we should point out that he's ready for the Commerce Department to get its chance to get those exclusions and exemptions from the tariffs going. One more thing from Senator Roberts. For those wondering whether this is the way things happen in Congress, the answer is kinda.
If you could move him to the top of the list, it'd be great, but I think I'm not sure that that's the way we ought to do business.